AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's calling for a humanitarian pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas. White House officials say that would allow more aid to get into Gaza and create a possibility for more hostages to be freed.
The United States is going to continue to drive humanitarian support for innocent people in Gaza who need help, and they do need help.
Hundreds of foreign nationals and dozens of seriously injured Palestinians were allowed to leave Gaza Wednesday after more than 3 weeks under siege. But Israel's military says ground troops have advanced amid heavy fighting to the gates of Gaza City. In other news, the Federal Reserve has kept its key short-term interest rate unchanged for now. Chair Jerome Powell.
Inflation has moderated since the middle of last year, and readings over the summer were quite favorable. But a few months of good data are only the beginning of what it will take to build confidence that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our goal.
The mayors of Chicago, Denver, Houston, Los Angeles, and New York are pressing to meet President Biden about migrants arriving in their cities. Lisa Dwyer reports that Democratic leaders say they need more federal help.
Cities have had to be creative, with migrants sleeping in police station foyers or a cruise ship terminal turned into a shelter. Chicago alone estimates it will spend roughly $255 million on the migrant crisis in 2023.
And Gethin Kulbaum reports the combustible Hall of Fame basketball coach Bob Knight has died.
His temper was legendary. In 1985, he tossed a chair across the court. But he took pride in his players' high graduation rates and never was accused of a major NCAA violation.
I don't expect you people to have agreed with what I've done. And if I did, I would have asked your opinion.
Knight led the Hoosiers to three NCAA championships. He was among college basketball's winningest coaches with 902 victories in 42 seasons at Army, Indiana, and Texas Tech. I'm Gethin Kulbaum.
Bob Knight was 83. This is AP News. The infant mortality rate rose 3% last year, that according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Donna Warder has details.
The report says white and Native American infant boys and babies born at 37 weeks or earlier had significant increases in death. The report also notes larger increases for two of the leading causes of infant deaths, maternal complications and bacterial meningitis. Dr. Eric Eichenwald, a Philadelphia-based neonatologist, calls the new data disturbing. RSV and flu infections rebounded last fall after 2 years of pandemic precautions, and Eichenwald says that could potentially account for some of the increase in mortality. The national rate rose to 5.6 infant deaths per 1,000 live births in 2022, up from 5.44 per 1,000 the year before. I'm Donna Warder.
Thank you, Donna. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.